has been a very misty, subdued coloring of pink. But there is blue now. Our lady's call, her call signal is blue in the sky, blue dots. But the whole area surrounding the call colors of Our Lady, the area is turning into a velvety-looking plush, almost like a floor covering. It's just beautiful. A carpeting of deep blue velvet. Oh, it's just so beautiful. Our Lady now is coming forward, and she's stepping onto this very beautiful blue carpeting. Our Lady is dressed in a white gown of beautiful, almost translucent color of white. And she has on a golden type of belting about her waist. Her rosary, the beautiful white rosary with the golden Our Father, is hanging from the belting. Our Lady has a mantle of deep blue, a beautiful colored blue. And all along the border of the mantle, there's a golden trim. Oh, from here, it would appear to be around an inch and a half trim all about the outside of Our Lady's mantle. Now, over Our Lady's head, at the top of her head, over the mantle, and onto her forehead is the most beautiful crown. Oh, Our Lady looks very regal, so beautiful. The crown is made of gold, but it has the most beautiful colored stones all around the base. I don't know just what stones you would call them in our human language, but they seem to have all the colors of the rainbow, and they glisten. And as Our Lady's turning now, she's smiling and looking down. Now she's taking the rosary from about her waist, and she now has placed the crucifix of her beautiful rosary to her mouth. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. She's rising a little higher into the sky. She's just above her statue. Now she is touching her first finger to her lips. My child, listen well and repeat after me. I understand fully the great suffering that has been allowed to you, my child. Did I not tell you in the past that your road would be covered with thorns?
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Would I allow you to see all that you must suffer, my child? What value would there be for souls?
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You must endure with perseverance all trials that are set upon you for your sanctification and the edification of souls upon earth. I have often cautioned you, my children, to not only listen with your ears and with your heart, but also to use your God-given sense of reasoning. You must learn to recognize the faces of evil about you and the forces of evil that have now been set loose upon mankind. 666, the forces of hell will be found wherever there is darkness and darkening of the spirit. 666 will debase souls in a manner so evil that no human mind could conceive this horrible evil perpetrated through the human element but directed by Satan and his agents. This evil, so foul, to corrupt the morals, degrade the soul, is promoted by Satan. When a man has stepped over the threshold and allowed himself to fall into mortal sin, he must be purified by trial. But he must also, my children, be purified by the rule of penance and confession. What manner of evil is being set now upon mankind that compels him to lose his soul by rejecting the sacraments, by no longer confessing to his confessor, but coming to receive my son in sacrifice, while this soul is degraded by sin of mortal nature? Oh, my children, leaders of our flock, our pastors, you must spend more time in voicing out, crying out against the evils that have invaded your society. You are, in your permissiveness, scattering our flock. You are, in your permissiveness, floundering, and the bark is sinking. I have asked you to keep the bark of Peter afloat, to bail her out, and how? To return, turn away from your errors. In your arrogance and pride, can you not strip yourselves of your pride and turn back and restore my son's church?
Blessed art thou among women.
Oh, my children, your world is going into deeper darkness of spirit. Recognize the signs of your times. Do not be caught asleep, our pastors. Awaken from your sleep before it is too late. The foulest of crimes against your God are being committed. And these crimes are being committed in the name of humanism and modernism and Satanism. Many of the learned men of science have turned their searching for knowledge to channels of corruption and Satanism. My children, when the morals of your country have fallen, your country shall fall into grave error, which shall lead to a great chastisement for your country and the world. How many warnings must be set upon you? How many lives shall be lost needlessly? Shall man accept without trying to avoid a war that will encompass your whole earth to its very destruction? You men of science, you go forward out into space, looking and searching for another world. You will find nothing out in space, my children. There only lies a void. across the veil. It is the world of the supernatural. Man, a science, is ever searching, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Your country, the United States of America, and many countries throughout the world shall be visited with great trial and penance for the commission of murder of the unborn. No man shall set himself to destroy a creation of your Lord High God in heaven, your Creator. Every soul has been sent upon earth with a mission. The Eternal Father finds man committing the greatest of abomination by destroying these souls, by sending them back without a fulfillment of their mission. The Spirit of life is breathed into the body at the moment of conception. At the moment of conception, a life begins, a growing life, a living life. And to destroy this life is murder.
Do not trust. Do not trust. And do not love. Do not love. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Children, shall you draw the line? What next shall you experiment with? The value of life shall be lost. Man will seek destruction.
He died and was buried. He descended into hell the third day. He arose again from the dead.
Oh, my children, you ask how much time. The time is very short. The ball of redemption is hovering over mankind. The Eternal Father waits. He perseveres. His heart is torn with anguish. Those who have been given the grace to know the truth, to retain the truth, must go forward as apostles of the latter days. Bring to your brothers and sisters the knowledge with hope of my son's return. Do not succumb to the easy road, the wide road to your destruction, because you seek not the things, the graces of the Spirit, but you run headlong fast through your world, through your short time, heading fast to eternity while you gather all of the pleasures and all of the material things of your world. And for what? You shall pass over the veil to your judgment the way you came in, with nothing of material value. You must gather your graces and store them now for your repatriation and your entrance into the eternal kingdom of God the Father in heaven. Pray, O my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your Holy Father, Pope Paul in Rome. Prayers can move even the hardest of souls to repentance. Were it not for the prayers of many, many would fall fast into the abyss of eternal damnation. For those who have received graces in abundance, much is expected of them, my children. I have asked you, I have directed you as your mother to Retire. Retire from your world that has been given to Satan. You must earn your daily bread by living in the world, but you must not become of the world. Your children must be guided with a strong discipline and love, but this love must be coming from the light, my children. For so few cry love, and they have lost the true meaning of love. For love is your God the Father in heaven. The eternal Father is simple in his direction to you. He has given the plan for your redemption through countless channels and through countless years of earth. He has sent among you prophets to bring you the direction for your salvation.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now.
My children, you must not cast aside your scriptures. You must not go forward with change and novelty, for Satan then has taken over and will control your minds, poisoning them until you no longer can separate the white from the black, the truth from the lies, and the fallacy from the hallucination, till all shall travel in circles of bewilderment, no longer knowing where to turn or where to go to find the truth. My children, my son, your God, he is the truth. He is the word. He is the way. Do not abandon him in this crisis within his church. Stay, my children, and fight. Fight with prayers and acts of penance and good works. Remain with him at his tabernacles, my children. They have not been closed yet. Comfort him by your presence daily. He is sorrowful, for he is lonely, my children. So few visit him, and those who visit him on Sunday, the day of the Lord, they come with blank minds, minds clouded by pleasure, bodies stripped to impurity and immodesty. They come not to honor, but they come by habit with no purpose. My children, if you love as you profess with your mouth, act upon this. Show by example, a good example to your children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
They must receive this knowledge of the way from their parents and the example in their homes. Oh, my children, the reward to you in the end will be far greater than you can ever imagine, for you will be looking for the salvation of your loved ones. And how sorrowful and dejected a state for a mother or father to realize too late that they did not do enough, they did not care enough to lead their children onto the road to heaven. Pray for your pastors. Be not too quick to judge, but do not condone evil. There must be a constant vigilance within the homes. Parents must not be caught up in the cares of their worldly living, in their pursuit of pleasure and entertainment, and leave their children to wander undisciplined, unguided, and falling into sin and the loss of their souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The good books of truth are still among you. Pray for the light, my children, and be guided so that you may not fall into error. For man is now creating a church of man, and it will not be the church of truth and the light, the church of my son Jesus. Man is bending his cross to suit his carnal human nature. Man is defiling my son. The eternal Father allows this abomination for but a short time, for he will eventually turn all evil to good. It is a testing time, my children, for all, the separation of the sheep and the goats. Know and learn by this, my children, that you who have been given the grace to hear my words of warning brought to you from the kingdom of your God, heaven, you have received every opportunity now to save your souls and the souls of your children. Do not slacken as apostles of your God. Go forward and await the coming of my son, which will not be much longer, my children. I assure you, the time is growing short. Read your apocalypse, the revelations of John, and you will understand the days ahead. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from her waist, and she's extending the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, out like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, all my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you with my Son and the Holy Ghost. I give you hope, my children, though the warnings are often severe. Recognize what is happening now about you, and you will understand the story of the scriptures and the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Lady now is going over to our left side, and she's bending forward and making the sign of the cross with a beautiful crucifix in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, over on the left side, the sky is becoming very clear, and Michael is coming forward. Michael has a long white gown that comes down to, I can't see his feet. I have never seen Michael's feet or his hands. But he's fully covered by this billowing white gown, and I can see his wings. Wings isn't a word that could describe the beautiful contour of these elevations that go out. They seem to go out from his back. They're beautiful, downy, soft feathers. And they reach from just above his shoulder, down his back, to where his feet would be if I could see his feet. I can't see Michael's face, but the gleam of his hair is so brilliant, the golden gleam. Oh, my. Michael is so large. He covers the whole left side area of the sky. Our Lady looks very, very tiny next to him. Now, Our Lady is turning over to her left side, and she's now gliding across the sky and leaning forward. She's over at our right side, just beyond the middle tree, and she's making the sign of the cross upon the peoples in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, all my children, and send among you graces, graces for cures of the body, and cures of the spirit. Graces to bring many back onto the road from the darkness. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Remember your Holy Father, Pope Paul. Remember your cardinals and your bishops. Keep unified, my children. Do not set my son's church asunder. Do not separate yourselves from the Holy Father. Remain and protect him, for there are many enemies about him. Your news media, my children, are controlled as other means of communication. You must be very careful what you read now, for you will often be deluded. Much that is credited as coming from the Holy Father is not coming from him, but from those about him who are now in full control.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The red forces are gathering within the eternal city of Rome and throughout all of Europe, my children. Unless man turns back quickly, blood shall flow in the streets, revolution shall come, and many shall die. The world is entering a time of great trial. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From men he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Be seated, my child. I have much to discuss with you in private. There is a haze now floating forward. It's a very pink, but a brilliant now pink. There's no way to explain it. The light now is pinpointing from directly far deep into the sky, but it's coming forward. The light is opening up just as though there was a searchlight coming through the sky, and it's opening up as it's coming closer. Oh, I can see Jesus now coming from out from the sky. Oh, my, look at that. And behind Jesus, there are figures all dressed in white. They're wearing long white robes. Now, I see two other men. They're heavily bearded, and they're carrying wooden staffs, canes, in their right hands, and one is carrying a very heavy book, it looks like, but it looks more like it's been put together like parchment piled on top of each other. Oh, now Jesus is coming over, and he's now standing very, very close to the first tree on our right. Jesus is placing his fingers over his mouth like this. My child, listen carefully and repeat after me. Jesus is pointing now to his right, and coming down from the sky are other figures. I don't recognize them. Oh yes, I do. They are Matthew, Luke, John.
Oh.
My child, you are observing the founders of my church upon earth. It was the beginning of truth that was carried through the ages by dedicated souls and those who followed the simple rule and the narrow road. Man has progressed fast onto a road that is taking him farther away from the truth and farther into the darkness of spirit. He is creating, in his searching, a new church, a new world, a world that is shutting out the light. The knowledge of his God is being taken from among him and being substituted by all manner of humanistic modes, with modernizing, improvising, experimentation. And what is behind all this but a quest for change? And why does man change, my children? Dissatisfaction, guidance by Satan, the spirit of darkness entering into the hearts of mankind. Woe, I say unto you, my children, you are wandering into the darkness. And pastors, what counsel can I give you but to give you a fair warning that you have been watched carefully and found wanting? The founders of my church, your prophets, have given you in truth the scriptures. It is a simple way, but a way that has become clouded by a man and men who have become prideful and arrogant in their learning to the vantage point of Satan. Turn back, my children, my sleeping pastors, turn back and recover my sheep, for you have scattered my flock. You who have been given the grace in vocation to guide and be leaders to our sheep, have scattered them because you no longer know the true meaning of dedication, purpose, and faith. The faith, my children, has been dimmed, and much of the responsibility for this loss of faith I place as your God upon our pastors. No man shall take it upon himself to change the laws, the commands of your God, to satisfy the mere creatures of mankind. I implore you, as a merciful voice from heaven, to turn back and restore my church. I implore you, as your God, with full knowledge of the punishment that is planned for the redemption of a generation that has fallen to Satan. Oh, my children, your earth, your world now is a cesspool of sin, error, and corruption. Take yourselves and your children away from these errors. Seek and remain with the truth and the light. And what is truth, my children? It is a simple rule of learning. The way was given to you, and you have lost it. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer now throughout your world. Restore the proper teaching now in my church, while you have this extension, but of short duration, this extension of time before the great trial. My child, I recognize your distress in the weeks past. You have been allowed much trial and suffering, for in a short and small time, my child, you have gathered the feeling, the anguish, the sorrow of all heaven, when one who showed great promise for the priesthood loses his way, succumbs to Satan, and has now power to destroy souls. Woe, woe, woe to the man who shall use his rank as teacher, the priesthood, to destroy souls. The lowest ladder to hell could never be enough for an abominable creature that has defiled his garments. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your priesthood. Remember, they too have a human nature. Your lives upon earth shall be a constant struggle to avoid the snares of Satan. This is the way of the cross, my children, and every man, woman, or child and child shall travel this road in order to be purified and to enter the eternal kingdom of your God. I say unto you, my children, never since the time of Sodom and never since the earth went through the trial of being cleansed by great waters shall man see what will soon come upon him for his sin, for his succumbing to the pleasures of the flesh, and for discarding his God for all of the creatures and spirit of darkness, allowing the prince of darkness, Satan, your adversary, to gain control of your country and your world. Pray, my my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Only a few will be saved. How few, my child, you ask, are these few? I say unto you, the numbers shall be counted in the few who will be saved. I give you the greatest of hope in your world of darkness, that the victory shall be with heaven. Know that the greatest trials suffered are but a small forfeiture for the great glory of being victorious over the adversaries loosed upon your earth. They come as creatures of night, but they must possess the bodies of humans. Understand this in the supernatural, my children. No man, woman, or child of reasoning is free from the attacks of Satan. Do not discard your sacramentals as being outdated or outmoded. Know the insidious plan of Satan to remove your armor from you so that you will not have the necessary protection for your spirit, your soul, my children. The world will look upon you and call you with laughter and mockery fanatics. The world will point their fingers at you and say that you are deranged. But know, my children, that I too knew the mockery of my own. But know that the greatest glory of all is a living martyrdom for your God. For great will be your glory in heaven. Jesus is now coming forward and bending over and placing his hand now in front of him like this, with the fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, behind him, Jesus is going over to our right side. He's standing over the middle tree and bending over, extending his hand and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, directly behind him, I can see these men. Two of them are quite elderly. Their beard and their hair is snowy white almost. And they're carrying what appears to be Bibles, large books. Jesus says tomes. They are called tomes. And now, behind them are other figures dressed like monks or priests. Oh, they're very numerous. And Jesus is saying, these, my children, are the true defenders of the faith. Oh, there are many figures now that I recognize coming down from the sky. St. Paul, St. Matthew, St. Mark, Luke, John. And then there's a word appearing over a group that's standing on the left, martyrs. And they're all dressed in white, but they're carrying like bishop staffs. You know, croziers, those hooks, you know, the long sticks. And they're wearing about their heads, though, very strange wreaths, like they look like grass wreaths or some kind of a plant, the green. They look like just like the crucifixion wreaths upon Jesus' head. They too, my child, carried their cross. Oh, they're martyrs from the past. Jesus is touching his lips, and also, my child, the present and the future. And there are many, many figures coming now down behind them. And I can see some of them are ladies, women, children, men. And the sky now is becoming filled with white crosses. Oh, my. It's not a very pleasant a picture of what is to be. Many white crosses. Now Jesus is touching his lips and holding up his hand like this. He's crossing now, going across the sky. He's just floating. And Our Lady's now is coming down also. She's come from behind that tall tree, the one in the middle. And Our Lady's crossing over with Jesus, and all the figures are coming down. Michael also is now directly behind Our Lady. And Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and I send among you the Spirit of Light. And Jesus now has thrown his hand forward like this. There are tremendous rays coming out of his hand. And now he's moving his hand with the rays are coming all over the grounds. Oh, it's so brilliant. It hurts my eyes to look at them, and I can feel a heat. A ray. There's no way to explain it. It's like a penetrating heat coming down from the rays. Now it's becoming duller, like the light's going out now, and it's like almost like evaporating. And Jesus now is touching his lips. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Much penance is needed in the days to come. Victim souls must give their being in sacrifice for the sins of mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. You must make some decisions, my child, on your own. Pray always for the light. Maturity, my child, also means that you must know when to say no. Sometimes, my child, discipline can wrench your heart when you must administer it to one who is close to you. Do not be concerned, my child. The matter will be straightened out soon. Both, my child, matters shall be straightened out soon. Take one more picture, my child, and you will receive your answer now.